Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ignite at 9. My name is Shalia.
Hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Have a great show for y'all today. Oh, we got to talk about them Grammys. Did you watch the Grammys, Vanessa? Did y'all see it?
No.
So you will definitely be informed on what's going on. I'm going to give you all the details. You're going to find out why Taylor Swift was crying. And, oh, my goodness, Kanye and Taylor, the shade will not stop. She had something to say. He had something to say. So we're going to talk about all of that. Also, find out why Justin Timberlake and will.i.am is getting sued, why Lauren and Rihanna weren't at the Grammys, what Barack Obama had to say. Just a lot to talk about, so great show. But first, I have to start it off this way. The beloved Miss Denise Matthews, also known as Vanity, she actually died, you know, the day of the Grammys due to kidney failure, and this woman was just truly incredible. We all know her from So Nasty Girl and Prince's Protege, but she became born again Christian and evangelist, and she went through a lot, you guys. She had 250 degrees high blood pressure. She suffered from stroke, heart attack, blood clots. She was blind and deaf at one point. Like, she went through all of this, and she was just so faithful, and she always helped people out, and just an amazing woman. So before we start our show, I would like to dedicate a special song to Miss Denise Matthews. Here is Fly Like a Bird by Mariah Carey.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
the GOAT, Mariah really is one of the greatest of all time. Besides Whitney Houston, nothing, you know, Ariana Grande doesn't compare to her, so you guys stop comparing them, okay? We know. Mariah, thank you. We still love you, even though you lost your voice, you know, you are still the greatest singer alive, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm so ready for today's show. I'm shocked you guys didn't say nothing, especially you, Jordan. Y'all know y'all always have something to say. But, of course, you can't say anything about that.
We all got our own opinion. We all got our own opinion. You think you think Ariana Grande don't sound like Mariah Carey. I do.
In what way? If you listen to that song, what? I'm not even going to get into this. We have a lot to get into today, guys. We'll argue later. Because I know you're going to argue about the truth from Kanye West, but I'm ready for it. Anyway, movies coming out Friday. Risen, it's a depiction of events surrounding Christ's missing body after his crucifixion. You know something, guys? I was in my college class today, and we were talking about how, you know, America depicts. We do live in a society where black people are depicted as, you know, inferior to, like, the white race. Like, we're at the bottom. You guys know what I'm saying? And
no.
It's just the, whatever. Vanessa, you know what I'm talking about. Black people are depicted as being, you know, the bottom. We are. But I'm saying.
No. Even though I'm black, that's how y'all feel. I don't feel that way.
Why don't you feel that way? We are. Even if you look everything, like, have you ever seen the documentary called Hidden Colors?
No.
You need to watch it because that's what we have been watching in class. And it's really talking about all of the hidden history that, you know, black people have that the world tries to hide from us so we won't know our history. And even them portraying images of, you know, Jesus as white and letting us think, you know, white is the superior race. And that's been built into people as kids. So that's what happened. Seriously.
No, I don't agree.
That is true, Jordan.
You know how I feel about race things. I don't do that stuff.
Why? It's true. I don't know. Okay, if you guys need to know something about Jordan, he really gets uncomfortable when it comes to stuff about race or black people bettering themselves. Why, I do not know, but that's how he feels. So, gotta pray for you, Jordan. If you don't feel like that's, you know, happening, I don't know what to say, because it is. It really is. But anyway, moving on. This is funny. Speaking of race, the next movie coming out is Race. It's based on a story of the track runner, legendary track runner, Jesse Owens. You know, he competed in the 1936 Olympics, where he faces off against Adolf Hitler's vision of Aryan supremacy, and it's starring Stephen James, Jeremy Irons, and Jason Felix, and I'm really excited about this movie. I want to see it. I think it's going to be a great film. And, you know, again, with the concept of race, that wasn't a coincidence, Jordan. You know how black people are depicted. You know, all the white people, you know, want us to play for their football teams and all that, but I don't feel. It just is. I can't explain it. We should have a discussion topic about this one day because I honestly do feel that we live in a world where it's depicted as black to be the least, like, inferior to other races, especially white, and we can definitely tell that. Why? Okay, I'm going to just put this out. You know all the movies about people in Egypt and stuff. Why are all of those people white when, first of all, Egypt is in Africa, so they definitely don't have white skin. Y'all know what I'm saying? So you can think about stuff like that.
I got a question for you.
What?
Why should the color matter? If the movie's gonna be good, like the movie
Cleopatra, it was played by Elizabeth James Taylor. The people obviously did not have white skin. Like, they had a white person playing Michael Jackson. I feel like you can't do stuff like that. But okay, you heard that. Now think about this. You guys remember the Hunger Games when Rue was a black girl and then white people?
Oh yeah,
got
and then everybody
and
was offended. Yeah, they were like, why they let Rue play? Why they let a black girl play Rue? She's supposed to be white. Blah 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 blah. I'm just like,
I know.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. And in the book Rue, that had no specific color. So what you got to say about that, Jordan? Not white people fan stuff like that. That shouldn't even have a color. They didn't say she was a black girl in the book. But we know in history, Egyptians, they had dark skin colors. And if you didn't know, and this is true, people are going, and this is really true, guys, people are going in pyramids right now, lining the skins of people on the walls. It's been proven. That is
yeah,
what the people
I
are
heard
doing
about
now.
That.
So,
all right, Shalee.
Obviously, race does matter in color. What?
Shalee, just like I tell you about, you can't get mad about a white man playing Michael Jackson. I'm going to say the same thing. They couldn't get mad because a black girl play old girl. Because if she do a good part, of course you're going to pick her. Don't you want the best for the movie?
But don't you think that has significance, Jordan? Why have we never seen a black person acting as, like, a king or queen? Why do we always be depicted? And this is actually what I'm doing my research essay and paper, how black people are depicted in movies. Why can't we be depicted as kings and queens? Why do we win awards for movies where we're slaves or we're drug dealers, stuff like that, what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it is racism.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington won some Oscars. He all his movies, he played no drug dealer.
He won that role Training Day. He was a thug, and that's exactly what he won that role for. Okay. Best actor, that's what he won it for. But what I'm saying is, you know, we can't speak to somebody who's had a lot. This should be a discussion, like, next time or whatever. But it's just so true. Race obviously does matter because we've never seen a movie that's supposed to be black people real, like, history. You know, okay. That's for another day. We're going to save it. But, you know, I'm all hyped up. So let me calm down and hear what's going on in this world. Vanessa, tell me what's going on.
Okay. So in this crazy world that we live in, there is a correctional officer in Atlanta, Georgia, that is facing criminal charges for sexual abuse and rape of the inmates in a prison.
Oh, my
gosh.
What
do you guys think about that?
You know I'm going to ask, was he white or black?
Girl, you know they black.
Was it in a women's facility? Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, he raped the women. He was a correction officer in the women's facility. And it was basically like when they first got transferred there, or like when he first got transferred there, everybody thought he was pretty cool. He was chill, you know, easy to get along with and stuff until he started being a little more aggressive, until he started making them do things and stuff like that. So they're starting to speak out on it, and they're trying to get, like, press charges on him.
Girl, please, they better ask for a shorter sentence. That's what I would do.
Right.
It's their fault. It's their fault.
How?
If something happens, you're supposed to tell right then and there. You're not supposed to wait, no years.
It's not
months.
No years. It's not no months. Like, it's been happening for a while, and I guess they're in jail. So I guess only time they can really talk to somebody is when they're getting their sentence or something. So you can't really blame them for that if they're in jail.
Yeah. I can't believe you said that, Jordan. How is it somebody's fault they're being raped?
Right.
I know that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, like, as soon as they got raped, they should have told somebody, like, the next day or something. Don't wait all that time.
Okay, but
time.
You have to think about this, Jordan. You know most rape victims don't speak out, right? Most don't. More people don't say anything than people that do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So. If that's the case, why don't you say something now?
Well, we're just going to let you have that. But I really can't believe you said that, Jordan. I really can't believe you said that. I'm glad they did speak out. Hopefully they're better. If I was them, I wouldn't sue. I would just ask for a shorter sentence for my troubles. But anyway, Jordan, what's going on in sports?
So in sports, yesterday a trade happened. Two trades happened, actually. Brandon Jennings and went to the Pistons, and Todd Harris went to the Pistons, and Brandon Jennings and the other guy went to the Magic. And then Courtney Lee went to the Hornets. PJ Harrison and Chris Anderson went to the Memphis with a draft pick, second round from the Heat. And Brian Roberts went to the Heat.
Do you think that's a good trade?
Uh, Yeah, I think it's a good trade. And the Bulls thing about trying to find some way to ship Kyle to sign.
Well, hope they do good, you know. But more news. First of all, guys, today is Random Acts of Kindness Day. What have you guys done kind today?
Absolutely nothing. These hoes don't deserve it.
Oh, Lord, Vanessa. You know it's when she cursing. No, Vanessa was kind to Danielle and a few of her fans when they just left the building and went up the street.
Shh.
Mm-hmm. Girl, the secret is out. Anyway,
girl, be
so
quiet.
For the rest of the day, guys, just kind of be kind to people. All right, Vanessa Hudgens and her boyfriend Austin Butler are under investigation for carving their names and a heart into a rock at an Arizona national park, and she posted the pic of them posing in front of the rock on Valentine's Day. And people are really on this. I guess this is like a special type of rock thing, so people are like, because I guess like one of them, you know, precious items, I don't know, but because they carved their name, so now they're being under investigation, so I hope everything goes well for her. Exciting for all you video gamers out there like me. It is, but you know how people be taking stuff serious. Sega is giving away 3 classic games for free. For free!
Mm-hmm.
In a stream bundle for a limited amount of time. The 3 games include H.E. Double Hockey Stick, yeah. Wrath of the Dead Rabbit. Well, that's the whole name. Heck yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit. Golden Axe and the prequel to the best video game of all time, Jet Set Radio. So you guys got to go get that. It's all free. It's all in a bundle. We don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm sure it won't be that long. So
how
right
you get
now,
it?
Go. You said what?
How you get it?
Did you go on the site I sent you? Because I want you to get me that game during Jet Set Radio. I'm going to tell you
yes,
the site.
Yes, but I
see
no download link.
You went to the website?
Yes, I went to the website.
It says the ship. Didn't it say free? Did you see the word free up there?
No, I didn't see that.
It said, well, when I went on the site, I saw it. We're going to have to walk through this again. But, guys, get the games. Go to store.streampowered.com/sub/94153/. Again, that is it's store.streampowered.com/sub/94153/ and get those games, okay? Also, sad news about the crazy world where violence is just everywhere. So the capital of Turkey, Ankara, has been hit with an explosion. At least 28 people were killed, 61 people were injured, and the bombing was targeting military bases. Jesus.
That is really crazy. So is it like a terrorist attack or something, or is it just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like
it's a terrorist
attack. Yeah. Why are people so violent? It's like, God.
I don't know.
When I was little, and they used to ask the prom girls what they want, everybody said world peace. I don't think I really got it then. I'm like, why everybody keep saying this? But now when you think about it, world peace, countries stop fighting against others. That is really serious because I feel... When countries do go to war, you know, innocent people get killed of the country. Like, we're the ones affected by that, not the people who call them people to war. You know what I'm saying? Like, the residents are impacted the most. And I think that's just the most messed up thing. Like, your citizens are suffering because you want to fight somebody because you're greedy, you want this. That's mostly what it's about. War is all about.
I can answer that for you.
What?
I can answer that. Like, instead of, like, I understand the innocent is messed up, but, like, when we go to war and stuff, it's like either they kill us or we kill them. So which one you want? You want to die or you want
to
protect?
Yeah, but we shouldn't have to go at all. That's what I'm saying. I feel like war is about greed. Like, what are we fighting for? Because we want people oil from other countries. You know what I'm saying? And we want it. Like, that's why we are, like, the military for America is camped out so many different places. Like, we already invading people's countries and... It's just like, oh, my goodness. And we spend so much money on the military. Like, most of our taxes go to the military. That's why we're I mean, it's a good thing, really protected, but still, it's like, come on. Oh, well, more sad and creepy news, and hopefully she'll be okay. Gwyneth Paltrow, the actor, her stalker was found not guilty of all charges by a jury. His name was Dante Sewell. He is 66 years old, and he was sending, previously he sent pornographic messages and sex toys to, Gwyneth Paltrow in 1999 and 2000. And he was committed to a mental institution, and he admitted to sending 66 letters and packages to her in recent years, including marriage proposals and a reference to her death, but he said it was to apologize to her. And she said she feared for her safety and her children's, and she said she got a guard dog and had her bodyguard teach the animal attack and bite commands out of fear. And the jury said they didn't even believe he needed to go to a mental institution. So I'm just so confused as to why this man was not convicted, seriously.
Right.
He did all that stuff. They must don't like her. It has to be, because that's obviously a stalker case. All right, guys, today is Ed Sheeran's birthday. Whoop, whoop. He turns 25 Woo-hoo. Today. He's riding high. He won a Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance with Thinking Out Loud, his first Grammy. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by him. Here is Bloodstream. Happy birthday, Ed. I know you're flying high for that Grammy. even though Taylor Swift was more excited than you. Y'all guys got to watch how she reacted.
I forgot to say something, too. Julia,
what?
In sports, I forgot to shout out Michael Jordan. Today his birthday, too.
It is Michael Jordan. Happy birthday, Michael Jordan. Also, it's Billy Joe Armstrong's birthday from Green Day. So, happy birthday to all of you. And it's Paris Hilton's birthday. Y'all remember her? Happy birthday to him. In my opinion, Grammys were an R&B and hip-hop award. And height of all, the Oscars, which will be happening this month. And I am so excited. I've never been so excited to watch the Oscars until this year. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Cannot. I'm just so ready for it. But Run-DMC received at the Grammys last night. You know, Run-DMC received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, which is great. Also, Earth, Wind & Fire received the award, and Herbie Hancock. And Run-DMC were the first rap artists to win the award, so good for them. Lionel Richie, who was Music Cares Person of the Year, he was serenaded with a medley of his hits by Demi Lovato, John Legend, Meghan Trainor, Luke Bryan, and Tyrese. It was amazing. Stevie Wonder performed an a cappella tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire's founder, Maurice White, who passed away. May he rest in peace. He performed that with Pentatonix, and that was just incredible. Yes. And Miguel sung Michael Jackson's song, She Out of My Life, to commemorate the reissuing of Off the Wall and Spike Lee's Off the Wall documentary. Also, Bonnie Raitt, Chris Stapleton, and Gary Clark Jr. did a tribute to B.B. King. And Lin-Manuel Miranda of the hip-hop play Hamilton won a Grammy for the Best Musical Theater Album. And he probably had, like, the best acceptance speech of all time, one of them. He actually rapped his acceptance speech, and it was so cool. I loved it. The play was cool. Everything about it, Hamilton. But out of all of that, we got to say Kendrick Lamar stole the show. Wow, was that great.
I disagree.
I knew it was going to be great. What did you
say?
I say Lady Gaga stole the show.
I mean,
Lady Gaga did do her thing, but Kendrick Lamar, come on, he had a powerful message. It was definitely honorary to the black experience in America. He performed All Right and the Black of the Berry, had black men in chains, prison, African tribal dancers, African continent with Compton written in. It was just an amazing performance, and I love the message, and I love that he did it on that platform where, you know, like the whole white community. I hate being like white.
Want you to be my chick and stuff. Take me out to dinner, catch a book and stuff. Spend time.
My bad. But I feel like I say white and black a lot of times, but it's just so true. And I love when people, like with Beyonce, and how they're bashing her now, because I was at a big platform, a Super Bowl. But I don't feel with Kendrick Lamar, people are going to bash him for it like they're doing Beyonce. But great performance, and Kendrick won 5 Grammys that night, and Barack Obama tweeted from the White House Twitter, said, shout out to Kendrick Lamar and all the artists at the Grammys working to build a bright future. Hashtag my brother's keeper. More highlights Adele's mic cut out mid-beginning of her performance, and it was like, ooh, okay. Taylor Swift opened up with Out of the Woods, and it was an okay performance. And she was crying, guys. I know you guys wonder why she was crying. And she wasn't crying because of anything, but she was actually crying because of her performance. Like, she missed a note in the song, and she turned around and asked the people, did you guys notice it? And, you know, all of that stuff. But, of course, her bestie, Selena, comforted her. So, all that turned out well. Also, she won Album of the Year and got back at Kanye. She won the award by Earth, Wind & Fire. And this was her speech. And tell me if you noticed the shade that she did. As the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice, I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people who will try to... your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, when you get to where you are going, you'll look around someday and you'll know it was you and the people who love you, who put you there, will be the greatest feeling in the world. Shay. But that was good.
Right.
He deserved it. Kanye West is annoying now. And that's what people were saying.
And like, oh, I was just saying that. How are you going to try to talk about he made her famous and all that other stuff? Like, why he always trying to claim everybody's fame? Like,
yeah.
Geez, can people breathe?
And we were just talking about that today. Well, I will say this now. He did, I will say with the little incident at the VMAs, it did garner, I will say for the black community and myself, because I honestly didn't really know who she was.
You're not speaking for me.
It kind of garnered your attention. But her success, like her music is what got her there. Because her album, 1989, when I say every song was good.
That was good.
Every song.
Yeah, that was really good.
Her music is the reason for her success, not you. You can't be doing it to everybody. So, come on, Kanye. And, like, people were saying Kendrick Lamar, what he's doing is what Kanye West would have been doing back in the day. And I agree. I said Kanye West has changed. And, I feel like you can't blame that on your mother's death, like people were saying kids. I don't think, you know. So, what were you saying, Jordan?
I don't know. I forgot.
Okay, good. Because it wasn't right. All right. So that's basically a big recap. And you're going to see how everything worked out with Taylor and Kanye later. But, yeah. So Rihanna and Lady Gaga were supposed to perform. Rihanna and Lauryn Hill. I think she's supposed to perform with The Weeknd. But Rihanna had to cancel at the last minute. Circulating, she had bronchitis. And I feel like it was a lot of people missing from the Grammys, say the truth.
I heard about the whole Rihanna thing, and, like, I don't know, I think she's lying, or she's just trying to fake it, or whatever. I just feel like she do too much. She was going to get showed up by Beyonce after
hold up,
she
hold
already
up,
got
hold
showed
up,
by
Vanessa,
Beyonce.
Hold up, Vanessa. When you're talking about Rudy like that, I get offended.
I'm so for real because she got scared because she did not want to get showed up by Beyonce again. So she was like, let me just cancel this performance.
What do Beyonce got on Rihanna? She's the same dance from every performance.
Everybody not, bruh, be for real. Ain't nobody going to buy Rihanna dang on concert tickets. Everybody going to see Queen B.
You crazy.
All right, we'll see. That's why Taylor Swift is way better than Beyonce. You just said Taylor Swift is better than Beyonce.
Yep. She blew that at the VMAs too.
I love Taylor Swift.
Has Beyonce ever won album of the year for the Grammy back to back?
Why is Taylor Swift even in this conversation? If that's what you're trying to say, then Taylor Swift is better than Rihanna. Jay-Z made Beyonce. That's what you want to do. That's why Beyonce made Jay-Z, because Jay-Z made Beyonce.
Let's get that right.
No, he didn't. Beyonce was doing her thing before Jay-Z.
No.
So that's what you're trying to say.
It wasn't a big name right now. Let's put it that way.
So, didn't Jay-Z do the same thing with Rihanna?
No. Rihanna didn't marry Jay-Z.
So?
She didn't need all that.
She did have to do that Umbrella song with Jay-Z, and that's what really started making her career boom. So, if you want to talk mess, right.
Crazy in Love made Beyonce career. Yes, it did.
Queen Love didn't make her.
I think it started with Destiny's Child.
Thank you very much, Shalia. Thank you.
It was Destiny's Child.
I'm done.
But the group was all about Beyonce. We and I all know that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Who was Michelle? Who was Kelly? Thank you.
All right. Rihanna didn't need a group.
Exactly.
All right. So that means she's better.
Jordan, you lost. She's been solo all her career. It's okay, Jordan. You lost. Rihanna.
That's right,
though,
with Beyonce and Rihanna.
But
we all know who better.
Okay.
Okay. So y'all finished the what?
Girl, I'm being
okay.
I can keep going if I want to.
Okay, well, we got to finish the show. So, you guys, Justin Timberlake and Will.i.am are being sued. And to tell you the truth, they deserve it. They are being sued of copyright infringement for Justin's song, Dang Girl, D.A. Amanda.
Really?
You know, it was on his 26th album, Future Sex Love Sounds, and the song copies A New Song Is Here at Last, written by Perry Kibble and performed by J.D. Davis in 1969. When I say it copies, this, I was actually shocked because, you know, usually, like, even when they said with the whole Marvin Gaye and, you know, and Bloodline, it wasn't exactly the song. You can hear some of the instruments,
it wasn't,
but it
like,
wasn't exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this song right here, when I say they copied everything from the drums, the organ, the guitar, the saxophone, the rhythm, the like all of it is just, it's like, wow, I'm listening to like almost the same song. So I'm just going to play.
Doors around.
Yeah, real, seriously, you guys, I'm going to play Justin's song and then y'all got to check it out. Here is Justin Timberlake.
Damn, girl, damn, girl, damn, girl, damn, girl, damn, girl, damn.
Obama said, I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president in the press conference on Tuesday. And he said, and the reason is that I have a lot of faith in America. Being president is a serious job. It's not hosting a talk show or a reality show. This is why I love Obama. He keeps it real.
Right.
I love what he said. This is a serious job. It's not a reality. Like, you know, I honestly feel like Donald Trump is running because he has nothing better to do. That's just my opinion. Because it's just, because he doesn't want to, like, pay taxes. But it's just what he's saying is like.
Oh. Maybe that's Donald Trump's dream job. Y'all ain't know about it. So you want him not go for his
dream?
But
he's not good at what he does.
You don't want him to go for his dream?
But he's not what talks about. I said what he talks about.
I understand that. I understand that. But it's just like saying somebody trying to say you shouldn't go for your dream.
Well, at least be good at your dream. Anyway, I didn't mention this. McDonald's was giving out, like, McGriddles at the Grammys to the people. Like, Grammys and, like, not Grammys, but, like, biscuits and hash browns and stuff.
I wouldn't hate it. I hate McDonald's.
Well, I guess that was their way of promoting celebrities eating. But let's get back to this Kanye West and Taylor Swift thing. We got to talk about it. So it seemed that Kanye West apologized. Again, it seemed like he did. He tweeted on Twitter, he said, a wise man should be humble enough to admit when he's wrong and change his mind based on new information. My number one enemy has been my ego. There is only one throne, and that's God. Yes, that is true, Kanye. That is very, 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 very true. And also, and now it's some audio that's been released of him cursing out Taylor Swift. He had a meltdown backstage at SNL, and it's the audio clip is surfacing. He called Taylor a fake ASS. He was screaming at SNL staff, don't F with me, calling them white mother effers and stuff. So I don't know what in the world the meltdown was about, but he had it backstage at SNL. And let's pray for Kanye. I feel like he's going through a hard time, so hopefully everything will go well. Edward Snowden is back in the headlines taking jabs at Kanye West and Jeb Bush. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ignite at Night. Make sure you check us out on Sunday for another great show and Tuesday for Testimony Tuesdays. And we love you guys. Bye. Woo-hoo.
Bye.
Damn.